Okay, Nancy, here's the thing. All the cuts of meat that I always loved were the tough ones that nobody else wanted, and I could get really cheap. Now, I'm talking about oxtails, beef shins, and beef shanks and stuff like that. Have you seen what that stuff goes for these days
in
the supermarket?
Yes, I have, especially the oxtail thing. That's ridiculous.
Oh, man. And now the same thing has happened with my favorite part of the chicken, not the foot.
Not... I know you like the foot. I've seen you with your foot in your mouth before.
That's my second favorite part of the chicken. Yeah. My favorite part of the chicken, the wing. And now chicken wings have become such a premium item that they're the fancy part of the chicken now, and they're really getting expensive. I blame Buffalo, New York.
I think that probably makes some sense, given how much everybody seems to love buffalo wings.
Except you, Nancy Leeson, are too good for the humble wing and have actually come up with a recipe for buffalo drumsticks.
Yep, I found this fabulous recipe in the America's Test Kitchen Family Cookbook. It's like one of those loose leaf notebook style cookbooks from the people from Cooks Illustrated.
I have that book. It's wonderful.
That book rocks.
It's like the woodchuck manual of cookbooks.
That's exactly right. I would suggest everybody go out and get it. And in it is a great recipe for homemade chicken wings. So I made them. They were incredible. And I thought, these are great and all. And I actually happen to love chicken wings. I think I love them almost as much as you do. But thighs are my favorite part. So I decided to make chicken drumsticks, because when you make these buffalo chicken wings, you're really taking the wing and cutting it into two parts. And of course, I like the chubbier part better. So go the full meal deal and buy yourself some drumsticks.
It's all chubby.
Precisely the same recipe. And they came out great. So they've become something that we now have taken to parties. You can make them for an appetizer, but we like to eat them for dinner. And the trick is, you could go to the supermarket. They've got Frank's wing sauce now, but I just get the regular hot sauce.
But Frank's hot sauce is the official buffalo chicken wing hot sauce?
Correct. But you know, this recipe calls for a little bit of Tabasco, some cayenne, cider vinegar. It's just got a little more nuance. And of course, that sauce, you know what that sauce is made of? Butter, right?
Yeah.
Butter with these other goodies in it. And then you take the chicken and you do it in a mix of cornstarch with salt and pepper and fry it. And then toss the whole thing. But the best part about getting turned on to this recipe was I then went looking for a great recipe for blue cheese dressing. Do you make your own blue cheese? Have you ever done it? Dressing, that is.
You know, I never have done that.
Because it's so easy and it tastes so much better than the stuff that's in the refrigerator case at the supermarket.
Yeah. I make my own salad dressing, but I've just never made blue cheese.
Well, I'm the same way. I don't buy salad dressing, although I used to buy blue cheese dressing. But this is what you do. Ready? This is the whole thing. Take 4 ounces of crumpled blue cheese. You mash it in a bowl. Put a little salt and pepper. Add a quarter cup of sour cream, a quarter cup of buttermilk, or you could use plain yogurt if you don't have buttermilk, and a little bit of fresh lemon juice.
You'll find a link to Nancy Leeson's Seattle Times story with both the recipes that she mentions at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. Just thinking about these wings makes my head sweat. I think I'll go home and make some. So with Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I think it's time for us all to... I'm Dick Stein.